Okay. Zach Goldsmith, the environmental spokesman for the Tory party, someone with real credentials who supports the campaign against climate change and was here last year, unfortunately can't be here, but he sent a short statement which I'm going to read. Zach says, we know the scale of the problem. Our leaders know the scale of the problem, which makes their inaction all the more unforgivable. The words are there, but it's business as usual for government. They worry about floods, but continue building on floodplains. They worry about emissions, but want to treble airport capacity. Where's the vision? Where's the sense of urgency? Where are the incentives for green choices? Where are the disincentives for pollution? People want solutions, but we can't do it on our own. We need leadership, and the government has the tools. Zach goes on to say, it can radically change the tax system so that the environmental destruction becomes a financial liability. Government can raise standards of our appliances at a stroke, leading to massive savings. It can cut out the multi-billion pound subsidies to the fossil fuel industry. And it can lead by example. The government spends about £125 billion each year, that's billion pounds every year, on goods and services. Enough buying power to flip markets. There's no excuse for not buying the most sustainable goods and most sustainable services. And he finishes with, there's one thing we can all do to make a difference. We can pile the pressure on our leaders. We can reward courage and we can punish inaction. If the ice caps don't do it, then the ballot box will. Okay, thank you very much for listening. And